Good morning. Exodus chapter 12, verses 3 through 7. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the tenth day of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons, according to each man's need. You shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Do you need to put something away there? Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. Have you taken note of this prayer? It's actually a motif that runs through many of our Advent prayers. When I was much younger, I actually wondered if it was referring to stirring up cookies. Often goes on in Advent. And I was all for praying for more for such stirring. I would have liked to choose some of the stirrings too. I would have chosen a cookie maybe you're familiar with called Divinity. What stirring would God choose? But perhaps there's another question that you're wondering more about. What in the world do these Advent stirrings have to do with the Passover in our text? The Lord in our text arranges for each family to select a lamb for their Passover. But he was thereby presenting how he was choosing his Passover lamb for the family of all man. And with reference to his Advent stirrings, the Lord in Hosea says, out of Egypt I have called my son. So, stirring his power in the Passover deliverance of his people out of Egypt was a picture of his Advent stirring of his power to bring his son, Jesus Christ, to be our Passover lamb, calling his son out of Egypt to bring us into the promised land. Yes, our Father really stirred things up. And in his stirring, he did choose divinity. He chose the Divine One coming in our flesh to deliver us out of the bondage of this cursed world. He was born in the poverty of the manger, in the persecution of Egyptian exile, in a world that is in bondage to sin and death. The Father stirred up this divinity, this Divine One coming for us, so that the angel of death might indeed pass over us and we might be brought to the promised land. You know, Jacob and his family had gone down to Egypt with only 70 people, but they multiplied by God's blessing into such a great nation that Pharaoh and the Egyptians were terrified of them. They put them in cruel bondage with bricks and beatings, with oppression and suppression. But the Lord revealed that He is not like the gods of men, that neither see, nor speak, nor save, that neither stir up their power, nor stir up any saving fragrance, the Lord heard our fathers' cries. He saw their oppression. He spoke His word to Moses. He laid bare His right arm. And He stirred up their deliverance from bondage and brought them into the promised land. With signs and wonders He revealed to Pharaoh that He is the I Am God who clothes Himself in the history of man that He might reveal Himself to us. With signs and wonders, His Advent stirrings enable us to see, smell, and taste His deliverance from our bondage and sin and death, to bring you and me into that promised land. Though Pharaoh saw the hand of God, he would not listen. God, as a result, declared that He would stir up one more sign, and Pharaoh would let His people go. And so it was also when the Lord stirred up His Advent power and came. He laid bare His right arm to bring our true Passover lamb into this world with signs and wonders. It came to pass that Caesar's decree, Herod's procrastination, Quirinius's war victory, all came together so that Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem just at God's appointed time. With signs and wonders, it came to pass that they laid Him in a manger because there was no room for Him in the inn. And the shepherds heard the heavenly story, and their hearts were filled with such joy that they made it widely known. With signs and wonders, it came to pass that the wise men saw His star in the east and came to Jerusalem to worship Him and followed that star right to the house where He lay. With signs and wonders, it came to pass that it was thus revealed to all Jerusalem, and yes, to Herod, that the Savior King was come. But they would not listen. Herod ranted and raged, but the Lord held him in derision. With signs and wonders, it came to pass that the Lord consumed Herod and brought His Son out of Egypt to bring us to the promised land. So what about you? Will you be like Pharaoh and Herod and see but not listen? Or will you see and listen, smell and taste every fragrant offering of the Lord's Advent stirrings? This is not, Advent is not any ordinary stirring for which we can just say, whatever, ho-hum. This is the divine stirring by which the Lord chose the Passover lamb to deliver us. The Advent stirring in which He chose to divinity. The Divine One becoming our flesh to deliver us from the bondage of our sin and death, that we might taste the fragrance of His grace. So savor every sight, every smell, every taste of your Lord's Advent stirrings. Stir up Your power, O Lord, and come. The Lord bless you. and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 62, stanzas 1 and 2.